So we left off the problem, right? Problem was... Problem was that how do you understand the bottom conclusion of Nachman and Shmuel's halacha? How does he formulate it? He says it's Asur la'amod below Isha. Af b'shir saw Adam kama banim Asur la'amod below Isha. Shnei ma'la tovei yos Adam levada. You're not allowed to stay single. Right, as the Rambam formulated it a few places, he says, Inu ish rashoi leishev below Isha. And he also had it in Ishas. He says, Mitzvos chachamim, he shall not teishev adam below Isha, shall not yavod deher. Okay. So the question was, Havmina Maskana. There's a Havmina that he could. Right, so we said the Havmina that he could is because I is bothered to hear her, but he says, look, it's on us. So no, he's not doing anything. The answer is you can't actively bring yourself to her by thinking about her or by doing an action which will bring it on. But if you're just walking on the street and it's going to happen, as you saw the Gemara Bava, so it's an on us. It's something you can do. So the guy's single, it's an on us. What's he doing? He's not doing anything. The answer is look, there's a reality that her happens. When it happens, you do your best to get rid of it, but the isser is to do something which is causing her. So therefore, you'd say, I mean, there's no isser. Rav Nachman Shmuel's halacha is you're chayiv to get married. So the question is, how could we explain the maskana, explain his halacha? Maybe just to, you know, to take what you guys are saying, maybe just make it a little bit further. But that question that you said is, it says, Asur leishev v'lo isha, what kind of isser? It doesn't say you're chayiv to get married, it says you're not allowed to sit without a wife. That'll do live without a wife, whatever yeshev means, you know, to remain without a wife. So it's what's the isser? Sounds like it's an isser to do something, but what am I doing? I'm just not doing something. I'm being passive. But it could be is like, maybe you heard of this, what you were saying is, it's like, it's not the kind of thing like, I'm just not getting it, so I'm just not doing something. It's like, there's a natural decision a person is faced with. It's man's nature to want to get married and to want to have bia. And the person has to decide to stay single. It's like there's the natural force. It's like lo tov yosod levado. Being alone is not like a normal psychologically good state for a person, and it's a state that a person has a natural impulsion to get married. Now a person could say, I don't want to be married. And you could decide to be yoshev below isha. But it's not like I'm just not acting. Like, I could say, listen, I'm not picking up lulav. I'm not doing anything. I'm just not doing it. I'm not picking up lulav. But you can't, staying single is like a decision. It's not just that I'm not doing something. It's not like, oh, I didn't think of getting married. I just, you know. It's not something you don't think of. It's the natural impulsion. You know, you're directed to doing it. You feel like doing it, but then you decide to stay single. And that's what Levi is saying. It's like a certain decision of a life. I'm going to choose to be a single. So it's not... It's not, that is actually a decision. And that thing is also to be yoshev. You're yoshev below isha. It means you're remaining single. You're not just not doing something. You're going against the tendency of your personality to get rid of your state of levado. That's a state where a person is the drive to have a woman. And he's saying, I'm going to resist that, and I'm going to be yoshev below isha. So even though it's not like a maisa, like a lav shel, you know, like a maisa to get malchus on, but that is a positive decision that a person is making, and it says you can't make that decision. That decision is a decision which is bringing on here her. To say I'm going to be yoshev below here her is like to say I'm going to look at animals when they're copulating, or I'm going to look at a woman's clothing, or look at women at the kvisa. That is an action. That is a decision. Which is, it's not an action, that's his chiddush. I mean, that's what Rav Shmuel is chiddush, is that that's not passive. That's a decision of being yoshev below isha. That's like an act. It's not an action, again, in a technical, like a mechanical sense. But it's, insofar as the psychology of a person, it's a positive decision that I'm going to stay single. In fact, though, there is one case where it's not the case. I mean, Ram has. There's a person who's in Halacha Gimel, in Tesvav Gimel, in Ishtos. He says, Misha Chashka Nafsha B'Torah Tamid v'shagabak ben azai, someone who is totally desires the Torah, and he's involved in like ben azai, v'nidbak ba kol yamav, and he's stuck with it all his days, v'lo nasa isha, and he doesn't get married, in biyado avon, that's not a sin. V'hushal yitzro yiskabar alav, that's as long as he doesn't have yitzro yiskabar alav. V'lema yitzro yiskabar alav, chayiv li isha, if he has the yitzro going on, and then he's chayiv to marry, v'fil ha yilo banim, shema yavo de yor, because maybe he's going to come to yor. So it's a normal person who is Yisrael Skabra love, whose energies is going towards the sexual, so then he has to marry the Isha. There you see, he says Chayef, by the way. But then you have to get married because this, not doing it is bringing on the error. But for a guy like Ben Aza, you could say that he's not positively staying single, he's just not interested. That's not like, he's not resisting to getting married. He simply is a different interest. And then he's not, this is ultimately not Chayef to the error. It's interesting that it's different to Sugya, is why he has the right to Mivata Peruvo. Because Peruvo is Mr. Deraisa, so I understand why there's no hero problem, but, you know, the Peruvo should be a problem. But whatever, that's a different problem. I'm just showing is that that's an exceptional guy, but in ordinary circumstances, a person does have a Yetzer and is propelled to get a woman, and therefore he's deciding to stay single, and that's what he's saying you're not allowed to do. That's what Nahum Shmuel said, so that has a din like a Maisa. Is a din like a this like a positive thing, and that's a positive decision which is bringing on here. And just like and you're not allowed to do that. The way it brings on here is the here is an automatic tendency of a person which is going to happen. I mean, look, there's two ways to bring on here. You could actually look at something which is going to bring on the error, or you since it's the tendency of a person to be mahara occasionally or however frequent you know. So if the way to avoid it is by having a woman. By satisfying your desire. And by deciding to stay single, you're putting yourself in a state where the energy is going to be built up and there's without any outlets. So that's causing us bringing on the error. It's a different method of bringing on the error. But it's based upon the human nature, that's bringing on the error. Creating a, you know, creating a situation which where you don't have an outlet to your desires is bringing on the error. Now we're back to the Peruvo. Okay, back to Peruvo. So, maybe it's just worthwhile. I just think it will help us in the future. It's worthwhile to read a Gemara. I didn't tell you about this, but I don't know if we'll analyze it but at this point, but it's worthwhile knowing about it. There's a Gemara about Peruvo Darabanan. You know, we read yesterday in the Rambam, the Peruvo Darabanan. So, which means after you have a son and daughter, there's still a further mitzvah of having kids. Now, so let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara is, because our Mishnah sounds like, once you have banim, so then you don't have to be married. Or you don't have to be married to a Isha Bas banim, right? It says you can't be mivatel from Peruvu until you have a son and a daughter. But once you have a son and daughter, apparently you don't have to do Peruvu, right? So the Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Beis, it says like this. It's I guess a third of the way down the page. The end, the last word on a line says Masnisin the Lav Kerev Yeshua. Okay, so Samach Bezim and Bez, a third of the way down, Masnisin the Lav Kerev Yeshua. Our Mishnah, which says that you have a right to be mivatel peruvu once you have a son and a daughter, is not like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso. If a person marries a woman in his young age, he should marry another woman in his old age. Okay? How you love banim be alduso? If you have sons, children in your young age, you love banim bezignuso. You should have more children in your old age. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Kohelas, v'bokez roez aracha, in the morning you should plant your seeds. Well, erev al tanach yadecha, and in the evening you should not stop planting your seeds. Kein chayudeya is a yechshar, a zemze. You don't know which one is going to be kosher. This one or that one. V'em shneim kechadovim. And if they're both good, great. Okay, I think they say that this is a mashal, but the idea is when you're planting your seeds, so there's like, I think, the beginning of the season and the end of the season. So a farmer plants the seeds in both the beginning and the end of the season. Because it depends on rain and whatever conditions are out of control. So you don't just plant in the beginning nor the end. You plant both because you never know which is going to work out. And worst comes to worst, they'll both work out. So that's great. It's saying similarly, a person should marry a woman in his young age, but then when his wife is too old to have further kids, he should take a younger wife and have more kids. Okay, because Rashi says, La'erev is la'es zignusa. Eza yichsar, eza zer yehagun v'yirshamayim. You don't know which zera will be hagun, will be appropriate in yirshamayim and miskayim, and will yes live. So since you don't know which kids are going to end up being, the proper kids, so therefore you should end up having kids beyond your youth. Even though you're yotzei peruvu, right? Yotzei peruvu. Right? Okay, fine. So that is basically the position of Rabbi Yehoshua. Right? That Peruvu, but this is like not the Deraisa, what happened to the thing. So the Rambam interprets this, and the Rif says the same thing. I don't know if anyone argues, but the Rambam says that's Mitzvah Deraisa from. Right? That's what the Rambam says in Alacha de Intezva of Gimel. Tezva of. No. Oh, yeah, this is the one we're doing. Tezvah Tezayin and Yishos. Zayin. Well, here, it's also here. Tezvah Tezayin. Alpha Pisha came on this Peruviv Yar, Mitzvah Devei Sofrim, Shalev Atom of the First Verse, because once Yeshua Kawach, even though Yotze Peruviv, you should Mitzvah Devei Sofrim not to stop Peruviv as long as you have power. Shekol Mosin Nefeshachas Yisrael Ki Levan Ola. And Yonu adds, in Nefeshachas, in Yisrael, it's like he built the world. It's kind of funny. He gives a different reason than the Gemara. The Gemara says, because this pasuk in the morning, you should plant your seeds in the evening, right? Rambam says, because anyone who adds even one nefesh to the world, to the Chal Yisrael, it's as if he's building a world. Right? I mean, it's like, I looked around. I don't think I found where the Rambam got that quote from. But, I mean, they say it's like Rabbi Yeshua. Right? They say it's like Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. So, I mean, that would be interesting to, so it would be nice to do. I mean, I don't know if we'll do this right now. We didn't really prepare this. But maybe tomorrow, and we'll see. Is basically, first of all, there's machlokas, right? Apparently, Tanakam holds, once you're yotzei, period. There's no mitzvah in derabanan to keep having more kids. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that you are mitzvah in derabanan to have more kids. So that's machlokas. It would be nice if we could define that. And then there's also this discrepancy between the Limud and the Gemara and the Rambam. Rambam seems to interject his own reason, right? I mean, the Gemara has one reason, and the Rambam has a different reason. So it'd be nice if we could, make good of that seeming contradiction, right? Does the Rambam just argue on the Gemara? I mean, presumably he's getting his position for Yeshua, and that's the limud Rabbi Yeshua's bringing in. I mean, it's pasuk in Kohelas. I mean, obviously it's not the pshat and the pasuk, and that's not all. You can't learn on mitzvah and the rabbanon from that pasuk, but still, why is the Rambam leaving that out and choosing this thing, which is, seemingly different. Okay, but you should just be aware that there is this mitzvah in the Rabbanon. Okay, pruvim the Rabbanon. Okay, we'll call it pruvim the Rabbanon. Okay, so I just think it's somewhat relevant, the fact that there is such a thing like that, but it seems like our Mishnah doesn't hold by this, right? Because our Mishnah says that once you have kids, you could stop having, that you can't be mevatel peruvu until you have a son and daughter. The implication is once you have a son and daughter, you could stop having peruvu. Maybe you still have to get married to a woman because of her, but you could stop having peruvu. Right? Okay. So now let's look at the Gemara, I guess. The Gemara, the Tosafot is nafkamina limkor sefer Torah shel banan.
I just want to clarify when you say
so. I mean, apparently the Mishnah holds that once you have two kids, that's it. There's no chiyuv to have any more kids. I don't think so, because it says, lo yivat el nimperiv yalim kin yesh l'banim. And it says, but, right, our Gemara. Oh, you can, if you have kids, then you could be mevatel from peruvu, you just can't be mevatel from marriage, because of hirur. But it should say, but the implication is, but you could actually be mevatel from peruvu. It says you can marry a woman, for instance, who already has kids. Who's not going to have kids. Right? And as you see, that's what the Rabbanon is, or seemingly that halacha, they have to get married. But it's talking about the Rabbanon, but it says, lo yivatel ela im ken yesh l'banan. And that's what the Gemara says, mas nisan delok Rabbi Yeshua. I'm not making it. I mean, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, mas nisan, Rashi says, mas nisan dekatani ela im ken v'chule, ha yesh lo, but if you have kids, yivatel. then you could be mevatel. The look, Rav Yeshua, that's not like Rav Yeshua. So then that's the Gemara on some face on the base. So that's the Gemara is saying there's a machlokas between the Mishnah and Rav Yeshua. Right? There's different girsas. I think they want to say the Rif didn't have that girsa. But, I mean, that's a simple girsa. It's our girsa. So I would say it would be nice if we can understand that machlokas. Right? I mean, it's a funny machlokas. Like, did the Rabbanan say you have to have more kids, or did they not say? Right? I mean, those are always hard kinds of machlokas, right? Like, what's that based upon? How do you, you know, I mean, you could explain why they did, but how do you explain a machlokas? So that's not clear. Okay. So now our Gemara says like this. The Gemara at the end of our Gemara, right? Because it says, "Hikadam Yeshlo Banim Beltam Perivya Batanami Meisha." So it says, "Lo, Ein Lo Banim." If you don't have kids, no. This is on the bottom, four lines on the bottom. No, say Isha Bas Banim. If you don't have any kids, then you chayiv to marry a woman who has kids, who could have kids. Yesh lo banim, but if you already have kids, no si should love bas banim. So you can marry a woman who doesn't have kids. Right? Marry a woman who doesn't have kids. Right? Because, look, you have the hero problem, but who can't have kids, right? Who can't have kids. Because to get out of hero, you don't need her to have kids. You just need her to be a woman. It doesn't really matter. So the thing is, that's what the Mishnah is holding. So then the Gemara has this funny line. Nafkamina limkor sefer Torah b'shvil banim. The nafkamina is vis-a-vis selling a Torah for kids. Okay? Rashi. Now, so what nafkamina? So limkor banim, limkor de lisa bas banim. So could you sell a Torah to marry a woman who's a bas banim? V'im yesh lo banim lo yimkar. If you already have kids, so you can't sell a Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who's a young woman who could have kids. Eli Yisrael Karo Zakena. Marry a Karo Zakena. I guess she'll be cheaper. Right? You'll be able to afford that. Marry someone else. Why do you have to marry the woman who is a little more expensive? Right? Give her a bigger ksuba, whatever it is, right? So that's a nafgamina. What's a nafgamina? Nafgamina between what? Presumably, nafkamina, if you don't have kids, then you have a right to sell a Sefer Torah to marry a woman who could have kids. If you already have kids, then you cannot sell the Sefer Torah for that woman. Because you could just marry a woman, who doesn't have kids, you know, who's not going to have kids. Let's say you can't even afford that. Let's say you can't afford to marry a woman who's Nakara Zakena. Could you sell Sefer Torah for that? Marry, to avoid the Hira problem? It's not clear, really. It sounds like you can't, but it's not clear. It's really Rambam, but it's in the Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yod Halacha Beis. It says, Sefer Kasher, it's talking about Sefer Torah, Nogam Bo Kedusha Yisera V'Kavod Gadda. A lot of Kedusha, a lot of Kavod. Also, Adam Limkar Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Afilo Ein Lo Ma Yocha. Even if you don't have anything to eat. Afilo, right? I think they say it doesn't mean if you're going to die. It just means you're going to be hungry or something. Afilo Oyelo Svarim Rabim. Even if you have a lot of Svarim. Afilo Yashan Likach Bo Chadash. Even if you want to sell an old one to buy a new one. La Olam Ein Mochrim Sefer Torah. You can't sell a Sefer Torah El Lashne Dvarim. Only for two things. She Yilmad Torah B'damav. If you're going to use that money to learn Torah, okay, to travel, to get a Rebbe, to go to tuition, whatever it is, oh, sheyisa yishev damav, or to marry a woman with that money. Who shaliyah devaracha limkar? That's only if you don't have anything else to sell. You can't just say, you know, you can't just have all your stuff and say, I'm going to sell my Torah. You have to first try to sell everything else. Okay. Oh, I was just reading a Rambam in the Sefer Rambam.
Yeah, but in the Gemara, where are
on Samach Beis and Beis. Samach Al from the Beis.
Oh, Samach Al.
Yeah. Okay.
About how far down?
The Mishnah, the Gemara.
Yeah, but I mean...
Three lines from the bottom. Oh. Yeah, so that's the halacha. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to get married. By the way, the Rambam doesn't say, I mean, we'll get to this, but he doesn't say anything about if you don't have kids, if you do have kids, if you, you know. He just says to marry a woman with the money. Right? We'll see. It's not so simple. It's not so simple as this. We'll get into this, okay?
Well, did he say with the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yeshua?
Yes, but that's for the Rabbanon. Can he sell the Torah to be used to prove the Rabbanon?
I don't know. Maybe it's the King Bill Rice.
Yeah, so that's Machlokes Rishon. That's just not so simple. Okay. But on the surface, you'd say no. I mean, right. On the surface, you'd say it's Reprove of the Raisa. Reprove of the Rabbanon isn't going to, I mean, Kiyam, very nice, but it's civil pshat. There's a lot of important mitzvahs out there. Reprove of the Raisa is one thing, but for the Rabbanon, so it's hard to, you know, this is the only thing you can do it for. You'd think it's only going to be for the Raisa. Okay, we'll get to it. It's Machlokes Rishon. So. Okay, so now so our Gemara is a little bit funny because it wasn't nafkamina, limkor, right? The nafkamina between whether you have kids or you don't have kids is are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah, right? For in order to marry a woman who could have kids. So look at Tosus. Tosus says there's a problem. You may be sensing the problem, but Tosus spells it out. Kilomar lahimel sanami nafkamina. This is also a nafkamina. The Logar Sina and the Main Nafkamina. It's not, apparently there was a Gersa out there. What's the Nafkamina? Oh, the Nafkamina is selling a Sefer Torah. He says, but that's a bad Gersa because the Hatuba Nafkamina. There's many Ma Nafkamina. Or there's a big Nafkamina. Mitzikam Rahadja. Ain't lo banim, no si shabas banim, yeshama no si shabas banim. It's, what's your question? The Nafkamina is simple. Is if you already have kids, then you're allowed to marry a woman who's barren. If you do not already have kids, you're not allowed to marry a woman who's barren. You don't need to bring in Sefer Torahs. It's just a plain halacha. Am I allowed to marry a woman who's not going to have kids? So that is the nafkamina. So you don't need to say, what's the nafkamina? Oh, the nafkamina is Sefer Torah. The nafkamina is itself. Are you chayiv to marry a woman who could have kids for you? So if you're Yotzi Peruvu, you're not. If you're not Yotzi Peruvu, you are. So, but therefore, those things, it means there's also a nafkamina. An additional nafkamina is that if you already had kids, then you cannot sell a sefer Torah in order to have to marry a woman who's going to get you more kids. But if you did not have kids, then you could. So he's showing you a further nafkamina. Because maybe you'd say, look, you're not chayev to marry a woman ras banim, but maybe you'd think you're allowed to, and maybe you can sell a sefer Torah. So the Gemara, according to this way, is saying, no, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah to marry a woman who's an Ehud of Asban. If you already have, I'm sorry, if you already have kids, you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah in order to have more kids. And for the simple reason, because there's no reason why should you?
When you say you have kids, I mean you have
to. Yes, well. Yes. Right. So one of the simplest reasons is why should you? Because especially according to the Mishnah, there is no proof of the Rabbanan. So what right would you have to sell a Sefer Torah to marry a woman who's going to have you more kids? You're already Yotzei Peruvu. And there is no Peruvu in the Rabbanon. So look, maybe it's a Kiyam, perhaps, to have more kids, but it's things you don't have a right to sell a Sefer Torah for that. You don't have a right to sell a Sefer Torah for that. Okay? So Tosus is just setting straight at that point. Okay, so far so good? Now here's where it gets a little more interesting. Ma'uromari. The Ri also says, the Matzi Lameimar, the Afilu Yesh Lo Banim, the Olam Mitzvah Lisa Bas Banim. Maybe he could say that really there is no, this is the Nafkamina. Because the simplest way is Nafkamina Lamkar, it's a funny, because he's saying, it's a funny Gemara. I guess the reason bothered by. Why is the Gemara to tell you the Nafkamina where it's a plain Nafkamina? The plain Nafkamina is, are you chayiv to marry a woman who's a Bas Banim who will have kids? So that's why the Ri says no. You could say that even if you have kids, it's a mitzvah to marry a bas banim. And there is no nafkamina. Everyone, no matter what, you're always a mitzvah to marry a woman who's going to have more kids. Elamodu eichad etzarech limkar sefer Torah b'shvil bas banim. The only thing is that if you already have kids, then regarding selling a sefer Torah, kiven yesh lo banim lo yimkar. Since you already have kids, you can't sell it. Ne'achar shemotzei shein bas banim lo yitzarech limkar, because you could find a woman who doesn't have kids. So you're not going to have to sell the Torah. Right? So he's saying what's the Ri saying? That it's possible you could argue that no matter what, you have to marry a woman It's a mitzvah to marry a woman who could have kids. Whether you had kids already or not, whether you're tzipruva or not, still, it's a mitzvah to marry a woman with kids. You know, who will give you more kids. And then only nafkamina, whether or not you had kids or not, is vis-a-vis selling Sefer Torah. Vis-a-vis selling Sefer Torah. If you had kids already, then you have no right to sell Sefer Torah because you marry someone else. If you didn't have kids, then you have right to sell Sefer Torah. Yeah, I'd like to explain this, yeah. What he's saying is because you can't sell a Sefer Torah because you're not Yotze, because why should you?
No, but what's the problem with selling a Sefer Torah?
Oh, I don't know.
Zion, but this is the Bar Mitzvah.
But I don't know, what's difficult about Tosus is what he's trying to say. I mean, we have to figure out Tosus slowly here, but it's not clear what he's saying, because he sounds like he's saying is that if you don't have the Sefer Torah issue, then definitely it's a mitzvah to marry a Vaspana. Why? Why? He's saying the only nafmina is if it has to sell a Sefer Torah. But if you don't sell a Sefer Torah, he's saying is you do have to marry a Vaspana. So why? Why is it a mitzvah to marry a Vaspana? You could say because of the Darabanan, but I don't know. What about the fact that the Gemara later says the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua? Right? As Rabbi Yeshua says that it's a mitzvah Darabanan to have kids, to have more kids. So if he means the Darabanan, then what about I thought a Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua? Unless you'll say Rabbi Yeshua holds, I guess you could say this, Rabbi Yeshua holds the Darabanan allows you to sell the Sefer Torah, and the Mishnah is holding no, that it's not going to allow you to sell the Sefer Torah, that's possible to learn that. You could say that, right, that the Mishnah, Tosfos is learning that according to the Mishnah, if you have kids, then you have a mitzvah derabbanan to marry more, to have more kids, but you're not allowed to sell Sefer Torah for that. But maybe Rabbi Yeshua is holding there's really no difference between the Doras and the derabbanan. Either way, you have a right to sell Sefer Torah. Either way, you have a right to sell Sefer Torah. You could learn that way. You could learn that way. So it turns out it's clear whether or not this is how Tosfos is learning. This is definitely a machlokas rishonim. Whether this mitzvah of the rabbanon is allows you to sell Sefer Torah. So let's take that machlokas and then maybe we'll come back to Tosfos because it's open in the rishonim. You know, so Tosfos is a little bit we're kind of doing some detective work to put together that that's the way he's learning the thing. But let's maybe just take it straight open in the rishonim. So let me show you the Torah. I mean, it's brought down a bunch of Rishonim. I mean, the Ritva talks about it, and the Ran, but the Torah just brings down the Halacha. So maybe we'll look in the Torah, but it's hard to look at the other ones also, I think. The Torah says, he says like this. He says, this is in Siman Aleph. It's, the fancy Torah is at Sif Chas. The non-fancy Torah is at Arno Sif. Okay. The Alpha Pisha Kiyam Pirvarevya, Asul Odom Lamo Dlovisha. You're not allowed to stay single, even if you had peruva. The Amr of Nachman, after she had come, bottom muscle down below Isha, Shnemer Lotov is on Lavado. Fine. Amr of Yeshua, Nasa Isha Bial Dusa Isha Bezik Nusa, Hailo Bana Bial Dusa Isha Bezik Nusa, Shnemer, fine. So that's the Rabbanan. Right? The Ein Chilak Ben Yeshi Lobanim Lashain Lobanim, there's no difference between whether you had kids or not, because either way you have to have more kids. Elo Linyan Mechira Sefer Torah. Only if he's selling a Torah. So Olam Tsarach Shi Isha Isha Bazmanim. Because you're always chayev to marry a woman who could have kids if you have that if you could afford it. Afili yeshul kamen banim, even if you have a lot of kids. V'im ein sibik biyada lisa yishavaz banim, elim kenyim kar Sefer Torah. The only way you could afford to marry a girl who's going to be able to have kids is if you sell Sefer Torah. Im ein lo banim, if you don't have kids already, yimkar kadesh yishavaz banim. Avalim yeshul banim lo yimkar. El yitza yisha shenavaz banim. Below yama, below yisha. Right, if you already have kids, then you can't. Right, marry a woman who's an Ainabasmanim. Right? The Yesh Omrim. So that sounds like our Gemara. Right? It sounds like that's what our Gemara is saying. It's an Afkamina, is vis a vis selling, right? Vis a vis selling Torah. The Yesh Omrim Shafilu Yesh Lobanim Yimkar Sefer Torah. Kiddush is Yesh Basmanim. Some say that even if you have kids, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to marry a woman who will have more kids. So what's the nachmin of that? So then what is the difference between Dorais and Darabanan? Let's say you marry a woman and you're with her for 10 years and she doesn't have any kids. So now she's muchzik, she's not gonna have any kids. Shem ein lo banim, if you don't have kids, chayev legarsha. You have to divorce her to puravu or marry a second wife, if such a thing is allowed. Vim yesh lo banim, if you already have kids, ain't chayev legarsha. You're not chayev to divorce her. The Rabbi Yeshua lo kamar lo chachila yisa isha bizeknusa shibas banim. Rabbi Yeshua is only saying that you should marry a woman who's a bas banim. Aval ainu chayev legarsha im ain a bas banim. Doesn't mean that you're a chayev to divorce her, to take another one, or she's not a bas banim. He's just saying if you're deciding lachila who to get married to, so you're chayev to marry a woman who's a bas banim. That's because proof of the Rabbanan. But he's saying is the proof of the Rabbanan isn't going to force you to get rid of your the wife and trade her in for a bas banim wife. So that's the sheet of the Rosh, which is basically saying that both the Deraisa and the Derabanan allow you to sell the Torah. Right? Both the Deraisa and the Derabanan allow you to sell the Sefer Torah. Doesn't matter. Right? The only nafkamina, the Gemara says nafkamina is lunkar Sefer Torah. So the thing they learned that was going according to the Mishnah, who didn't hold by the Derabanan. But since we hold by Rabbi Yeshua, by the Rabbanan, so then you can sell the Sefer Torah no matter what. Right? So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is you have this machlokas, is for the mitzvah of proven the Rabbanan, do you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah? Right? Or do you say that's only for the Deraisa?
And that's the machlokas where Yeshua and the Chacham pointing to these Rishonim?
I'm learning that's the way the Ri is learning that machlokas. But no, I don't think that's Torah's learning the machlokas that way. No, that's the machlokas Rishon, how I learned the Gemara. I'm just saying in the Re, that's the only way I can interpret the Re. But it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, whoever you want to call it, that's the machlokas. Right? That's the machlokas. So I think in order to do this, we have to have some idea of the Derabanan, right? You have to have some idea of the Derabanan before we already start defining. And I guess the idea of the heter of selling Sefer Torah for proof of vote. Right? Because that's really the question. Is the heter of selling Sefer Torah for proof of vote work only for the Deraisa or even for the Ramana? Right? So I think what we should do is to understand the Ramana a little bit. Right? The first question that I was asking. Is what's the question about whether or not there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan altogether? You know? That question. And the Rambam there, you know, just try to get a feel for this d'rabbanan. And then once we do that, then we can try to take this machlokas and figure out about the selling Sefer Torah for the banan, you know? But let's look actually at the Gemara about the selling Sefer Torah. That's in Megillah. Let me show you. That's an interesting Gemara there, actually. Let me show you that. I forgot. So this is interesting. So when they talk, maybe we should actually look at it. I think that the Ravad is very good about this. He explains this. There's a Megillah. I think it's Chaf Tas. The Isser is selling Sefer Torah, and they had to sell it for the heter for getting married. The source here is Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, and in Megillah it says in Mokrim Sefer Torah Lilma Torah V'Lisa Isha. Okay, so that's what you're allowed to do for the Limud Torah v'Lisa Isha. So it says Limud is because Limud may be l'day Maisa. Whatever, learning is going to cause you to do actions. Whatever. But Isha Nami, the reason why is Isha allowed to? He says, Lo, and this is an important pasuk, we're going to come across this a lot. Lo Sohu v'ra'a, l'sheves yitzara. Okay, this pasuk comes up in almost every sugya in Peruva. Okay? But it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and it means he didn't create the world for an emptiness, lo sohu v'ra, rather lo sheves yitzara, for dwelling he created it. Sheves is like dwelling, civilization, people to live in it. So God created the world to be populated. So since God created the world to be populated, therefore you could sell Sefer, therefore you could sell Sefer Torah for Purim, for Lisa Isha, because Lisa Isha is going to give you kids. Right? It'll give you kids. And that's very important, because that's why God created the world. I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, this is something which is interesting. You would think that's like philosophy. But like in every sugya, this pasuk comes up. I mean, it sounds like a should have said. I think the Ritva, the Ran, openly says. You should have said, Shenema, Peruvum, Lewis Arats, or something, you know. But that just shows it's a mitzvah. But you can't sell a Sefer Torah just to do a mitzvah. You can't sell a Sefer Torah to buy a lulav. So why can you sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Peruvu? So that shows that this is an important mitzvah. It means God created the world to populate it. So therefore, it's like a mitzvah gedola, a mitzvah chashuva. I think there's a tosis. I have to find the tosis. But I think there's a mitzvah chashuva. It's an important mitzvah. So therefore, this idea that allows you to sell Sefer Torah. It's because of the importance of the mitzvah, l'sheves yitzara. Doesn't cite just the peruvu. It cites this idea of l'sheves. They call it sheves. Sheves is dwelling, or, you know. So that's what they quote to show this, you know, that you're allowed to do it. So that's the nature of the heter of selling a Sefer Torah, because of Sheves. So presumably we should keep this in mind also when we're trying to take up the machlokas. Is, are you now allowed to do it for this peruvu d'rabbanan? Right? That's peruvu d'rabbanan.